every time you go to the doctor, somebody is going to measure your blood pressure, right? Last time I went, mine was 117 over 76. I looked that up in my online medical record. It says that is normal, but what exactly does that mean? What were they measuring? Here's Alana Gordon.
Measuring blood pressure is kind of an art. It's fluid. It changes, and it can be impacted by something as simple as being at the doctor's office. So take a deep breath, have a seat.
Feet on the floor, back supported, arm at heart's length, arm supported.
This is Dr. Keith Ferdinand, a cardiologist at Tulane School of Medicine in New Orleans. He means business when it comes to taking blood pressure.
No smoking, no eating, no drinking, no talking.
Got it? So now imagine that Velcro cuff being wrapped around your arm. It's connected to a tube. The doctor or nurse pumps air into it and places a stethoscope on the arm over the artery they're measuring. Then they listen.
While the heart beats, loop dump, loop dump, loop dump.
You can hear as blood pumps from the heart through the artery. The force of that blood against your arteries is blood pressure. Then as more air is pumped into that Velcro sleeve and squeezes your arm, it cuts off circulation in that artery, and there's silence. The air in that sleeve is slowly released. And then, wait for it.
Doom, doom, doom.
That's the sound of blood rushing through the arteries, the sound Dr. Ferdinand is waiting to hear.
And when you listen with the stethoscope, the first sound you hear is the systolic blood pressure.
So when that silence ends and that thumping comes in, that's the point when doctors or nurses check the gauge or meter for a systolic pressure reading. So if your blood pressure is 120 over 80, this is the 120. It represents the heart contracting, pushing the blood out against the artery in that arm. Then Dr. Ferdinand listens for this.
And as the blood starts to run off, it makes a tapping sound, a dull tapping sound, and then disappears.
Some describe it as a swishing sound.
And when that sound disappears, that's the diastolic or the lower blood pressure.
It's when everything goes silent again, when your heart is at rest in between beats. Again, this is the diastolic pressure. It's the lower reading, or the 80, if your blood pressure is 120 over 80. These units of pressure represent millimeters of mercury, but Dr. Ferdinand says that's just a throwback to the old way of measuring blood pressure.
Those of you who have a little age on you, remember, you go to the doctor's office and on the wall, there'd be this gleaming silver metal inside a glass tube. That's how the blood pressure was measured.
You'd watch a column of mercury pulsate when the pressure was being taken. It was accurate, but it was dangerous, because if the thing ever fell over and broke, which would happen, then you'd have a highly toxic substance scattered all over the place. Nowadays, there are mechanical and manual alternatives. Whatever the approach, Dr. Ferdinand says it's critical that doctors and nurses get this right.
Well, you know, the measurement of blood pressure is one of the most important maneuvers done in clinical medicine.
That's because high blood pressure especially can stretch and damage those walls of the arteries, making the heart pump even harder. And all of that can contribute to serious complications like heart disease and stroke. So this is a serious test. No pressure. Relax. Dr. Ferdinand says it's important to take a few moments before measuring blood pressure. And those moments before the doctor enters can be really nerve-wracking anyway. So, I don't know, maybe skim through that six-month-old Time magazine that's in the corner. Think about your cat. Whatever you think might help you to relax. For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.